This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first witness in Derek Chauvin's murder trial, Jenna Scurry, a 911 dispatcher, testified Monday that she alerted a police supervisor May 25th after she watched Minneapolis police officers pin George Floyd to the ground in a security video feed. The Biden administration has moved away from sending families back across the border using the COVID-19 emergency measure called Title 42. Now the vast majority, up to 85% of family units who are apprehended by Border Patrol after crossing the border illegally, are quickly released into the United States. That's according to a senior Border Patrol officer during a March 26 press call. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing new sexual harassment allegations, this time from a woman who claims the governor kissed her without her consent. It's the ninth complaint. 55-year-old Sherry Ville claims Cuomo kissed her when he came to her house to assess flood damage in 2017. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With the threat of COVID-19 and a major uptick in violence across American cities, how does the average person feel about getting back into public? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Americans are increasingly becoming more comfortable in public spaces and traveling, according to a recent poll by Civic Science. The survey found that 35% of adult Americans are not at all concerned with being in public spaces, while 43% are somewhat concerned and 22% are still very concerned. Additionally, 55% of Americans felt comfortable going out to eat, and now 39% say they felt comfortable enough to go on a vacation.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump launched a new website to further their America First brand. On Monday, the 45th President and First Lady introduced the new site, 45office.com. The couple said the website is an outlet for supporters to reach out to them directly with thoughts and requests and greetings. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The new voting laws in Georgia come with a new misinformation campaign from the White House. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is looking at options to reverse or counter a newly enacted voting law in Georgia that brings a sweeping number of election reforms to the state. The 95-page law adds a slew of changes to the way Georgians vote. One of the popular lines of disinformation that's being put out there by the Biden administration is that now it is illegal to give food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explains what the law really does regarding food and water.
Voters can still bring their own water, their own food, of course, in line. What it says is that outside groups, that basically the members of the public can no longer come and offer them food. Water, Coca-Cola, hot chocolate, pizza. Instead, that has to go through the actual elections officials who will then make it available to the people waiting in line.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends.
President Biden, facing a rise in coronavirus cases in some states, called on Monday for governors and mayors to reinstate mask mandates as the director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention warned of an impending doom from a potential fourth stage of the pandemic. The president's comments came only hours after the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, appeared to fight back tears as she pleaded with Americans to hold on a little bit longer. USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Live.
It's in the best interests of all America that we get back on track, ladies and gentlemen, that we turn toward a loving God whose principles that we have violated. This is the reason for the chaos we're having right now. Think you not. Don't think that it's because of Joe Biden. It's not any one person. It's a multiple of persons that make up our constitutional republic. When you violate institutions, when you violate foundational principles, let's go back to what the woman shouted out to Benjamin Franklin when they were coming out after putting together, you know, more of the structure of this constitutional republic. And she asked him, well, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government do we have? He says, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And that has been the admonition ever since. Alex McFarland is with us right now, the author, broadcaster, and educator. Always good to have Dr. McFarland with us. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, you're as always, you are so insightful and so thought-provoking. And those cryptic words, if you can keep it.
Right.
I bet you've thought about those for years. I know I have.
Well, and I have, Alex, and especially in light of where this country is right now. But most significantly, it's more than the country. You know, there's one thing about being, you know, so American-centric that we lose sight of the greater goal and mission. And that is God's goal and mission. I mean, after all, there was a reason for America. It was a blessing and much the same foundation and reason for the existence of Israel. It was that God could bless so that the country could be a blessing. And when we have followed that that commandment and that order of God, it has gone well for us. And when we have violated it, we start realizing the consequences. And, of course, then in a modernistic society that says there's no God, they come up with excuses for why we have, you know, shootings happening. We've got suicides going on. We've got open borders. We've got the violation of law and order, some basic endemic issues for any qualified society to exist.
Yeah. And let me say, I want to come back to your allusion to the purpose of America existing. So let's not lose that thought. But let me just say something about, you know, the shooting happened in Colorado. By the way, I've been in the King Soopers grocery store of Colorado. I've been in so many of those stores because, as you know, my wife and I lived out there for many years while I was working for James Johnson. But no sooner had the shooting happened than, of course, Biden said, well, we have to ban guns. Mm-hmm. And then in another, statement, said we'll ban, assault weapons. But, for the left, the answer, whenever there's violence, the answer is always to disarm the citizenry, mm-hmm. which, of course, is a violation of the First Amendment. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court, I'm sure you...
The Second Amendment, you mean. Violation of the Second Amendment. Right.
Yeah, Second Amendment. You're right. But the Ninth Circuit, the notoriously liberal Ninth Circuit yesterday said there is no constitutional right to open or conceal carry. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
So, and certainly the Second Amendment's use of the word bear, B-E-A-R, to keep and bear arms, that would definitely mean carry. Mm-hmm. But notice for the left, the answer is always to say ban weapons. It's never to say, by the way, our entire country was predicated on the Judeo-Christian worldview. The Sixth Commandment, thou shalt not murder, and the Declaration, in fact, guarantees the right to life. So, I mean, Bill, wouldn't it be refreshing if President Biden or major leaders would come on the media and say, look, we're a nation adrift. We must pray to God, and let's just tell our kids and everybody there is a moral code. We're all accountable to the moral lawgiver, and one of those core moral precepts is thou shalt not murder.
Right.
So,
I agree with your premise here, what you're saying, and in fact, we got a little bit of that under Donald Trump. Donald Trump brought the nation together. He said there was a call for prayer. I thought, wow, okay, this is shades and memories of what we read about in the nation of Nineveh, where even the leadership responded with repentance and thought, well, this could be the time. But much like 9/11, it came, it went, we missed the opportunity, just like some Jews missed their appointed time when Jesus was on that donkey in Jerusalem, coming into the city, right?
Exactly. You're so right. Yeah, I was so encouraged when President Trump would urge people to pray. And I don't know if anybody watched there. Every Christmas morning, President Trump and Melania would, on Christmas morning, put out about a 4 to 5 minute, short video. Mm-hmm. And they were just, they would almost bring you to tears. They were so Christocentric and so godly. But you were talking about the purpose of America. There was a geography textbook that was in public schools from the late 19th century up until the 50s. And I've done some research on this, and in many school systems, this was used up until the late 1970s. But it was a geography textbook called Comparative Physical Geography by an author named Arnold Guyot. G-U-Y-O-T. Mm-hmm. Bill, have you ever heard of that book?
Yes, I have heard of this book, and I'm writing it down again because I need to address it again.
Well, in the introduction to, and I bring this up, this random, nearly forgotten, out-of-print public school textbook, I bring this up because Guyot, in the introduction, talked about the purpose of America. Now remember, this was a public school textbook. And he basically says this is near verbatim, but he says, why is it next to the birthday of the Savior, December 25th, mm-hmm. our second most venerated holiday is July 4th, the birthday of the nation? Is mm-hmm. it not because the birth of America forms a leading link in the gospel dispensation?
Wow.
Now, what he was saying was, and again, a public school geography textbook, he was saying that a big part of the impetus for the creation of this country was to participate in the furthering of the Great Commission. And it was understood. I could quote Harry Truman. I could quote Chief Justice Earl Warren in a Time magazine interview of 1954. It was understood that America was not merely some economic exercise, but it was an intentionally biblically moral nation where people could live and freely believe or not. However, the majority belief was Christianity, and the founders intended it to remain so, so that we could be in a covenant with God.
Exactly.
To take his name to the world.
What a vision. What a vision and revelation that they were sensitive to. Dr. Alex McFarland is with us. We've got more after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. People across the world are desperate for love, hope, and relationship. The Tide radio programs broadcasting the love of Jesus over the airwaves are helping to overcome huge barriers to hope, and they're instrumental in leading people into a relationship with Jesus that's not affected by physical distancing. In Thailand, the Tide Ministry is spreading the hope of Christ even further by sharing daily devotionals in the Assam language through social media. These short devotional recordings offer daily encouragement to our followers, who can easily share them by forwarding the devotionals to others. The Tide Ministry partners are working to develop 365 of these messages so that Thai listeners may hear a unique devotional every day of the year. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners and leading them into a hope-filled relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Foundational principles to this Democratic Republic, ladies and gentlemen. These are the things we need to turn back to. This is what repentance is all about. When you realize you've made the wrong turn, you turn the other way. And in this particular case, turn toward the voice of God and his admonition. And the thing that is so overwhelming about this, and I've been thinking about this more and more, maybe because it's the Easter season, we're the Lenten season, and we will celebrate Palm Sunday and remember how God had orchestrated this event. And this was why it was so critical. And what happened, and you've heard me talk of in regard to moments in time. Sometimes there are specific moments that are more critical than others that require a definitive decision, a decision that sometimes comes out of yourself, that is revelatory, as I say, comes from the throne room of God, that you know that in and of yourself, there's no way you would have made that choice. But that's what faced the Jews and the leadership at that time when Jesus was on that donkey. And this was something that was prophesied. And again, in the manner of God, it wasn't willy-nilly. It wasn't theoretical. It was exact. Everything about that moment in time was specific and exact. And we live our lives in the same way. And this is why I, as much as would count on me, I encourage you and encourage myself that we would be incredibly sensitive, as Dr. McFarland said, that we would be Christian-centric, you know, which means that our hearts are so enjoined to God in such a way that we would be perfectly aligned and in step with His purpose as He continues to order our steps and we yield to that. Alex, boy, I'll tell you, you know, this season that we're in right now, this Lenten season, this is all a preamble of things to come. The ultimate one world government. I mean, we see our secular governments coming together and powers heading to this one world government. But God's one world government will ultimately be achieved, and it will not be a theoretical experience. It is something that is typical of God. It will be specific and exact, right?
Exactly. I mean, there is coming a day when the Bible says that Jesus will rule. He will rule and reign, and of His kingdom there will be no end. You know, you were talking about Palm Sunday, and, you know, this is in the Old Testament prophecies of Zechariah. You can read Zechariah 9 and Zechariah 13, and it talks about Israel's king comes riding on a donkey, and Jesus came in peace to be our Savior. He will return as a victorious conquering king. When Christ comes back, it will not be on a donkey, but on a white horse.
Exactly.
Let me just say this. Israel was and is a covenant nation with God. And they had, like you said, this critical moment, this decision point, and the Messiah came. And the vast majority of the people missed it, and they said, crucify him. You know, Bill, it just breaks my heart when I read, you know, when Jesus is there and they cried out, his blood be upon us and on our children.
That's
terrible.
Wow.
Vow.
Yes,
but
exactly.
America is at a critical moment. We, too, were a covenant nation. I would say our present tense verb. What's so interesting about America is that if you read so many of the founders' writings, and one of the most quoted thinkers that influenced the founders was the philosopher John Locke. And John Locke, in his Treatise on Practical Government, quotes the Bible 1,500 times. And the mindset of the founders was almost like this. Okay, Israel was a covenant nation. We know Israel is Israel, but let's see if those promises could work for us. While God initiated the covenant with Abraham, Genesis 12:2, let's see if, for once, a nation can be built where we initiate the covenant on our end.
Mm-hmm.
And we come together, you know, from the pilgrims to the colonists, you know, having transported here for the advancement of the Christian faith. And, I mean, one of my favorite authors is a twice Pulitzer-nominated historian and sociologist, Rodney Stark. And he talks about the fact that, I mean, really, in two centuries, we settled the North American continent from sea to shining sea, invented air conditioning, the airplane, discovered penicillin, put together great infrastructure. We had technological advancements from the telephone to the television. We bettered the human condition. Plus, you know, people could come here as indigent migrants and within a decade or less be wealthy through entrepreneurialism and business. And, I remember reading a testimony by Desi Arnaz, you know, Lucy and Desi.
Yes.
And he talked about how he and his dad were in Cuba cleaning chicken cages for 7 cents a day. And he said, in the space of about 5 years, they came to America, and he was producing TV and was on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Exactly.
And Desi Arnaz said he thanked God, he prayed for America, because he said natural-born Americans can't get their mind around this. I'm in Cuba cleaning chicken cages for 7 cents a day. In under a decade, I'm living in New York and L.A., owning a studio, and on the Ed Sullivan Show. He said, you don't get that anywhere else but in America.
Amen. Amen. And this is this goes back to because of the covenant relationship. And that covenant relationship never ends. Because even in the midst of all the disorder and chaos and America turning its back on God, the Father is still there, and he tells us, Alex, the deal is still on. So, and he's pursuing us. His peace continues to pursue us, as Jonathan Cahn puts it, which I think is just so beautiful that, when the Jewish people and the culture, when they talk of God's peace, it is a never-ending funnel of goodwill flowing from the Father that is, beyond capacity. It's not like as if, hey, if Alex jumps in the way and takes more than he's supposed to, that somehow I'm cheated out. It doesn't work that way. But more importantly, I want people to understand that God is a forgiving God, and that he is waiting for this country to turn back to him. Now, will it happen before? Will we get a Nineveh moment and maybe have a revival? Charles Finney says revivals happen when they're most needed. I look at this country and I go, wow, I don't know how much more needed we need to get. But it's God's plan, so much so that even Jesus said, I don't know myself. The angels don't know when God will determine the end and matter of things, but they are coming and they will happen. But barring that schedule and that appointed time, Alex, we have an opportunity to turn back to God and to live according to his plan and purposes and to realize stories like Desi Arnaz and how many other immigrants who have come to the country that say the same thing, that say only in America. And that's what I often find myself saying, Alex, is that only in America can this be realized. And yet there is that effort by progressives to destroy the very thing that has been the provider of, like you say, the Great Commission and what we have done in ministry and missions overseas and how we've served the world. It's amazing.
Amen. Hey, pray for America. Bill, it's always a blessing. I appreciate you so much.
Hey, thank you. Pray for America. Pray for our leadership, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it is the Easter season, and my prayer for you is that God's face would shine upon you in such a way that you would get a grasp of true revelation for this season and this time, this appointed time. Dr. Alex McFarland, author, broadcaster, and educator, has been our guest. Alex, appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, my friend.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first witness in Derek Chauvin's murder trial, Jenna Scurry, a 911 dispatcher, testified Monday that she alerted a police supervisor May 25th after she watched Minneapolis police officers pin George Floyd to the ground in a security video feed. The Biden administration has moved away from sending families back across the border using the COVID-19 emergency measure called Title 42. Now the vast majority, up to 85% of family units who are apprehended by Border Patrol after crossing the border illegally, are quickly released into the United States. That's according to a senior Border Patrol officer during a March 26 press call. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing new sexual harassment allegations, this time from a woman who claims the governor kissed her without her consent. It's the ninth complaint. 55-year-old Sherry Ville claims Cuomo kissed her when he came to her house to assess flood damage in 2017. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Oh, no, Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and we're talking about how to protect your health for a long, healthy life. How about that, huh? The American Heart Association is saying it's time to get back to the doctor in this time of COVID. The question is, have you seen your doctor lately? Over the past year, many people have missed routine exams, annual physicals, and important health screenings. Delayed checkups combined with unhealthy habits picked up during the pandemic can take a physical and emotional toll on your overall well-being. While it's easy to overlook preventative care while living through a pandemic, primary and specialty doctor visits are an important way to protect your health, especially if you have top risk factors for severe COVID-19 complications like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity. Well, with us right now is the National Volunteer Doctor, Medical Expert for the American Heart Association. We're talking about Dr. Lloyd-Jones, who joins us now, the president-elect of the American Heart Association. Dr. Lloyd-Jones, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, what we're hearing is many people have been hitting the pause button on routine medical care due to this pandemic. I believe you're concerned, and many other doctors like you are very concerned about this pause that they're hitting.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, we've seen a substantial decrease in the number of visits to doctors, and that is really concerning. You know, the pandemic didn't eliminate those risk factors for heart disease and stroke that you mentioned. You know, importantly, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure. And those are the same risk factors that put us at risk not only for heart disease and stroke, but also for the severe complications of COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, in this last year, we lost 525,000 Americans to COVID, but we lost 850,000 Americans to heart disease and stroke, a pretty typical year. Mm-hmm. So it's incredibly important for people to reconnect with their doctor, get these risk factors measured, and make sure that they're under control.
Well, Dr. Lloyd-Jones, some people thought that maybe they couldn't go see their doctor, that there was some barriers because of COVID.
Well, it's true. I think initially when many states locked down, many medical practices did close for a short period of time. But most medical practices and certainly all hospitals have been open and caring for patients safely really since, I think, middle last April or May at the latest. So it's important for patients to know we miss you. We are open. We are here. And it is safe for you to see us. We have great protocols in place with masking, with social distancing, so we can work you through the doctor's office and through the hospital if needed in a safe way and make sure that we're taking good care of you. So do not delay just because you're concerned about being exposed to COVID. We can take care of that and keep you safe.
Well, and that's the new message that everybody needs to hear, is that you're missed. You can come to see your doctor in a safe way. Protocols are in place to make sure that you get through the process in a safe way, that your health is protected, and more importantly, that you see the doctor for the needed visit, that your health cannot be put on hold. You need to get back in contact with your healthcare professional, right?
That's exactly right. And if for some reason, you know, you still just don't feel safe or you're concerned, you know, almost every medical practice has put into place telehealth visits, whether it's over the phone or through video with FaceTime or Zoom or other platforms. We can actually interact with our patients and at least check in and make sure they're doing okay. They're taking their medications. They're doing heart-healthy behaviors. And also, really importantly, make sure that you know, they're monitoring things on their own. So if they have the opportunity, for example, to measure their own blood pressure, that can be really helpful in one of those virtual visits with your doctor.
Exactly. Telehealth here to stay, right?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the response, and I think that in terms of being able to leverage the talents of the doctors to be able to meet with patients at this level is really important, especially in this era. I think one of the other takeaways that we've had, you know, from COVID-19 is the need to have that human connection, and telehealth is helping serve that purpose, isn't it?
It is. It's not perfect, but we can get an awful lot done in a telehealth visit, especially if we combine it with video. You know, I certainly feel really reassured if I'm at least seeing them, you know, virtually on video. You know, even if I can't see them in the office, it's still a major step forward from no contact at all.
Exactly. Doctor, how has this pandemic impacted people's risk for cardiovascular disease?
Well, I think, you know, two important ways. We've talked about the fact that, you know, unfortunately, because of the lockdowns and the social distancing, you know, this has been really hard on people. It's been hard on their mental health. It's also been hard on their physical health. Certainly with less opportunities to exercise safely, our eating habits have often changed in unhealthy ways. And we've seen a lot of weight gain as a result of that, you know, on average about 1.5 pounds per month in a recent study that was just published. We've also seen more alcohol use, more tobacco use. All of these things can have long-term effects on our heart health. So it's important as soon as possible to get a plan in place with your doctor to get back to healthy lifestyles.
Yeah, it's really
nice. Exercise, though, is unfortunately we've seen increases in people dying from heart attacks and strokes that they didn't need to die from. I think people are afraid of going to the emergency department, you know, if they've had sudden onset chest pain or shortness of breath, or if they have facial drooping, slurred speech, or weakness in one arm or one leg. Those are really the cardinal symptoms of heart attack or stroke, and it is critically important for people to get to the emergency room, call an ambulance, get there as quickly as possible, because we can care for you safely, and we can avoid irreversible damage or death from a heart attack or stroke.
Exactly. And that's the key takeaway I hope our audience is getting here right now, is don't delay. Our doctors are there. They're open for business. They miss you. They want to see you. They want to make sure that that you're staying healthy. We're talking with Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones, who serves as president-elect of the American Heart Association through 2021, among the world's most highly regarded experts in cardiovascular disease prevention and epidemiology. His volunteer leadership has had a profound impact on the association's efforts to improve patient outcomes and create healthier communities across the country. Doctor, what can people with existing heart disease or at high risk do to protect themselves from COVID?
Well, just what we've been talking about, certainly getting back with your doctor and making sure those risk factors are well controlled. But the most important thing right now is to get the vaccine. We know the vaccine is safe and effective for adults of every age. And so as soon as it's available in your state or your community, get signed up, get the shot or shots in your arm. And this is the best way we can protect ourselves, our families, and our communities. And that's especially true for people who are at higher risk because of underlying health conditions.
And the usual stuff that we've been doing, the, you know, personal hygiene, distancing, you know, these common sense you know, things that we've been employing in this past year, we need to remain vigilant with that, right?
No question about it. You know, until we have enough people vaccinated and until we're sure about what these new variants mean, it's critically important to maintain the masking, the social distancing, the care with avoiding large crowds and things like that. Because as we see, there's still large pockets of outbreaks of the virus even now. And so until we get more people vaccinated, until we know that we're protected against these new variants, we've got to keep up our vigilance. We're not quite there yet. The light is coming at the end of the tunnel, but don't stumble now.
Yeah, there is hope. Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones, president-elect of the American Heart Association through fiscal year 2021. As we wrap things up, Dr. Lloyd-Jones, I'm going to give you the final words to remind everybody of these key points that we covered and also where they can go for more information.
Yeah. Don't delay. Get an appointment with your doctor to make sure your risk factors are measured and under control. If you're having acute symptoms, please don't avoid the emergency department. We need to see you so we can care for you. And get that vaccine as soon as you possibly can. If you're interested in learning more from the American Heart Association about risk factors, heart disease, stroke, or the pandemic, please go to our website at heart.org/pandemic. That's heart.org/pandemic. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Bill.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander. Let's start it all over again. Sorry about that. All of a sudden, my mouth went south on me. 3, 2, 1. We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Rachel Alexander is with us right now, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and Christian Post. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, let's talk about the mainstream media ignoring what's going on at our southern border, this effort against terrorism. What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on? There's this great book that just came out, and it discusses how, you know, people claim that, you know, we're not doing anything to stop people coming over the border because we have to be nice, otherwise we're just racist against Hispanics. And, and the reality is that's not true. For years, we've had a operation going on the border, and it's directed at terrorism, and the liberals have been voting for it just as much as the Republicans have, but they don't want to talk about it because they don't want Americans to know that they are combating this type of stuff. It's just not politically correct.
Wow, that's bizarre. You know, but the people have realized the difference there. Even the president of Mexico, right, acknowledged it.
Yes, he has, you know, had meetings with the president and, you know, talked about, you know, how we need to work together on this. And this book that I cite in my article by this professor, Todd Benson, who's a counterintelligence expert and who covered national security as a journalist, he goes over all the relationships that we have formed with these various countries to stop this terrorism, you know, even going after the terrorists in their countries.
And how, you know, when Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats during the primary say, look at, you know, we're going to give free health care to illegal immigrants. They blow the whistle. They, you know, all but went and picked them up 2,500 miles away and to bring them to the border and then claim like, oh, we didn't know anything about it. And what crisis are you talking about?
Oh, it just lies. And the thing is we're doing more than the Democrats will ever admit, and it's working. And the American people don't know about it, and they don't know it's working because when you thwart a terrorist attack, it doesn't make news headlines. It's,
right.
I compare it to, like, you know, a gun. You know, when guns successfully stop crimes from happening, you don't hear about it because the crime never happened.
Right, exactly. No, excellent point as to what's going on. And then, of course, now we know that, you know, some of these Arab nations that are importing people, taking advantage of the open border in the south. I mean, the coyotes are getting as much as, I've heard, as much as $40,000 a head for somebody coming out of these Arab nations into the United States. It's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. The smugglers charge you nailed it. $35,000 to $50,000 is like the average price for one of these. And and it's its own special type of smuggling. And, you know, a lot of these smugglers, they don't do it because they're jihadists. They do it because they want to make money.
Of course.
And only about 20 of them have been caught in the last 20 years. And so that's where a lot of the root of the problem is. We've got to go after these smugglers. If we want to get to the root of the problem. But with the new Biden administration coming in, you can bet a lot of this stuff is going to get rolled back.
Well, like so much that the Biden administration has done, all in the name of this Trump derangement syndrome, they hated Trump and hate Trump so actively that they can't even look at any of the policies and say, hey, this made sense, this is working, let's embrace this, let's improve on this. No, let's just get it out of the way. Whether, you know, we're talking the Keystone XL pipeline or, you know, some of the border policies that were there that, as I mentioned earlier, even the president of Mexico said were very effective and working. You had the Border Patrol agents, you know, being able to breathe a little bit, and suddenly they can't even catch a breath because of the chaos that's going on in our southern border, Rachel.
Right. The Biden administration is very reactionary. It's going to do things based on knee-jerk reactions. And so it's going to look at things like the border and say, well, we can't be racist, so we have to stop these efforts that we're making. And, you know, it's not racist. You know, I point out in my article that the reason we're focusing on the Mexican border and not the northern border is because it's a lot harder for terrorists to fly into Canada. Unlike
right.
Mexico and Central American countries, Canada is actually really strict about people who fly in.
Imagine that. They actually believe in law and order. And as we said repeatedly, Rachel, you can't have one without the other. And somehow the Democrats think that you can bifurcate that and just allow thousands of people to storm the border, send them into the interior of our country in the age of COVID, not having them tested. I mean, this is so pernicious and irresponsible what they're doing. I mean, what happened to their oath that they were to defend, you know, our country against all enemies, domestic and foreign? You know, these are foreign agents coming in with a foreign agency, in this case COVID-19, and they're like human missiles of of infection that are being sent into the interior without any kind of tracing whatsoever. And then meanwhile they're talking about, you know, all this other tracing that they're going to do on we the people.
And it's just going to get worse because Biden is going to relax all this border security. And this Benzman, who has written this book, he basically has done the numbers. And he's found that there have been thousands upon thousands of these special interest aliens that have come over the border since 9/11. And the numbers are dramatically increasing. They've increased threefold. And the Libertarian Cato Institute, their numbers show that these SIAs have increased fourfold.
Right.
So it's a ticking time bomb.
Without a doubt. Well, like all of a sudden it was going to stop like it did in the 90s under Clinton when they tried to first destroy, the World Trade Centers and, you know, with the first bomb blast. And then here was, you know, you gave them place and time. And here we've got 2001, 9/11. And so the fact of the matter is their philosophy has not changed. Just like Israel, they want the United States to be no more, and people need to wake up to that reality. It is, we have to be ever vigilant about our safety and our national security.
And if you don't believe that, you just have to look at Europe, when he cites so many examples in Europe of these terrorists getting in through lax border security and then committing terrorist acts. Your eyes will glaze over, and it's horrible what's happened. And finally, the European countries are starting to shut their borders the last few years.
Go figure, huh? Oh, only because it makes common sense. And then here it is. We have a president who is notably mentally deficient. I guess we'll keep it in those mild terms. Notably mentally deficient. And how is he going to manage? I mean, this is a multi-level chessboard of activity that's taking place, and you've got a president who needs to go to bed early. It takes forever to have a press conference that was, no big surprise, and nobody disappointed here. We knew what kind of press conference it was going to be, and that was exactly what it turned out to be, like as if, you know, the people were supposed to be satisfied, and this is why you got at least 51% of the people not too happy with what the Biden administration is producing on behalf of we the people.
It's a complete joke. And I thought that I would be, so irritated and angry after Biden fraudulently, became president. But honestly, it's been just like a clown show. Yeah. Because it's surreal. He's so incompetent. He's so embarrassing. He flubs up all the time. I mean, this is what the Democrats have to defend. This is their legacy, and it is just flat out embarrassing. I can't wait to start reading some of the newspaper op-eds around the world. I mean, we've become the laughingstock.
Well, of course. I mean, how is this going to stand up? Because, I mean, here it is. We had four incredible years under Donald Trump. Yes, a lot of bad news and bad press. The media did us no favors in misrepresenting Donald Trump and his presidency. But you cannot deny what he did by way of job creation, energy independence. We had five pending peace accords with Arab nations in Israel that are now on hold, and this has all been retarded because of the Biden administration. How can we the people rejoice over that?
Oh, it's insane. I mean, he's barely been in office a couple months. And like you said, I mean, these Arab peace accords, are already falling apart. The Keystone Pipeline has been deactivated. I mean, it is just it's just atrocious what this guy has done.
Without a doubt. We've got about a minute and a half left. I wanted you to address another column. That was George Soros, a menace to the free world. I'm going to give you about the last minute or so to talk about that.
Oh, I could go on, even though I didn't write the column. I mean, that man is responsible for, things like getting rid of Sheriff Joe Arpaio here in Arizona because he would pour millions of dollars into law enforcement races, that little known law enforcement races, too, around the country. And he would take out good, solid conservatives.
Right.
And he's very powerful. He's very deadly. And, since Sheriff Joe Arpaio left here, we've had all kinds of illegal immigration problems just come back.
Rachel Alexander has been with us. Rachel, how can they be in touch with you?
You can find me everywhere. I mean, I don't just say Twitter and stuff anymore, or Facebook, because a lot of people are leaving there. So
that's right.
Find me on Parler and Gab, too.
There she is, the attorney contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post, Rachel Alexander. Thanks, Rach. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
A lot can happen.